Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Oh my, Peter Pinnekamp really rattled some cages with his well-written Time Standard editorial a few weeks ago titled, "We Have Met the Enemy and It Is Us, County Gone to Pot." He is appreciated for calling it like it is with the Humboldt County pot industry. It's powerful because he was sharing his firsthand experience. Mr. Pinnekamp eloquently said what many of us know too well. The pot industry, as it stands today, is ruining Humboldt County. I'm going to quote part of his editorial. Try to imagine this. Humboldt County is contacted by a hypothetical industry that will bulldoze and compromise every major watershed in the region, poison our wildlife, murder industry workers, give rise to gun violence, astronomically increase property crime while reducing each resident's safety. We are told we don't need to worry, since the industry will basically self-regulate. And then we choose to believe that this offer is in the interest of our families and our environment. That scenario has already been accomplished with our homegrown industry, end quote. That got the usual suspects motivated, and I'm sure you've been reading the onslaught of pro-pot letters to the editor and my word pieces in the Time Standard. Not one to be silent, there was a letter from Ken Miller, a self-described cannabis physician. And he almost had me. For the first few paragraphs, as odd as it was, I was sort of agreeing with him about the small parcels being the answer to environmentally sound pot grows and avoiding the water disaster they've created. He talked about the sun-grown, salmon-safe gardens and the microclimates assuring diversity and the patients that need the medicine. He's romanticizing the pot industry, but hey, he's a pot doctor. But then he just couldn't help himself. After the pastoral language about pot, he had to make the jump to demonize the timber industry and warn of the destruction that will come down on us when the Richardson Grove Road is adjusted. He reminded me of Epic at that moment. We want to talk about how to stop environmental degradation, including the decline in spotted owls, brought on by pot grows, and they just can't help themselves from bringing up the evil timber industry. The news out of Arcata last week was interesting. They are discussing the idea of developing a marijuana business park, a growing manufacturing and processing facility at the rundown flakeboard plant. There are hurdles ahead as the city discusses the possibilities, and there are apprehensions about the carbon footprint for growing indoors, as though that's somehow worse than the water and other environmental ruin. There's a lot of hypocrisy about the pot industry when it comes to environmental issues. Peter Pinnekamp gave us hope that the truth about the grows will finally be acknowledged, even by those who are still trying to convince us it's a sun-kissed magical industry. This is Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.